When it comes to advancing one's career, what's a Fed to do? Turns out there are a lot of good things for Feds who are eyeing a promotion to consider. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis joins us now live with a preview of his story for tomorrow morning's Federal Drive.
Amy and Francis, our story today comes from one of the breakout sessions at last week's Excellence in Government Conference, sponsored by the good people at GovExec Magazine. The session was aptly named Broaden Your Horizons, and it was essentially about Feds using the power of new communications technologies, social networking, to expand their personal networks to improve how they do their job, and not incoincidentally to help improve your chances of promotion and career enhancement. Bill Eggers, a director with Deloitte and also the author of the book Gov 2.0, told the EIG conference about two agencies where staffers are using new social networks to help them do their jobs.
You find at TSA right now, there's a number of officials whose job is network managers of different, essentially, industry areas, whether it's shipping and maritime network or trucking and others. And their jobs, their effectiveness is depending on their relationships with all the different private companies and all those different people within those transportation areas. And lastly, when you look at what the State Department is trying to do, they see their jobs really is all about being kind of ambassadors for this new thing. The Ambassador Bagley, who is in charge of this initiative, is at a Richard Holbrooke kind of a level there. And her job is really to figure out how to have very strong relationships with companies, foundations, and individuals, and figure out how to align their corporate social responsibility and their other initiatives with development goals.
Dr. Ron Sanders is the very well-known Chief Human Capital Officer with the intelligence community. He says he doesn't downplay the difficulty that most Feds have with trying to think in terms of working with counterparts at other agencies. Sanders says there are any number of agencies within the federal government who are thinking outside the box to expand opportunities for career enhancement.
Now, that's in sharp contrast with the infrastructure that the U.S. military has built around joint assignments, with a fairly simple premise that you don't get to wear a star unless you've been jointed, unless you've walked a mile in another service's shoes. And in my view, these networks, while they may emerge more or less spontaneously out of necessity or because of the circumstances of a particular individual, and many of the case studies that Bill has cited have those roots, I think that's too iffy a proposition. You can't leave it to chance. So one of the things we've done in the intelligence community, and while we've only been at this, we have been at this now going on our third year, but it takes a long time to change culture. Cultures, in this case, with the 16 agencies we have to deal with. In my view, unless you institutionalize this premise, it's simply not going to work. What is the premise? What Bill has described, what we've tried to do, what you've lived, is literally building networks of collaboration and influence to get things done. When you have to exercise influence across agency lines, where you don't enjoy chain of command authority over the person you're trying to lead, that's where these networks really come into play.
An example of what Dr. Sanders was describing is Army Brigadier General Reuben Jones, who now heads up the Family and Morale Command at the U.S. Army. He says that fine-tuning one's networking skills, both inside and outside the traditional circles that define any federal worker's job, is nothing short of essential.
One of the things that I encourage all of my officers to do is to seek, and civilians, is to seek opportunities for growth outside of the Department of the Army. Because what I find is that I get a better person on the way back. And if in turn I also get someone from another service or another department, I find that my programs aren't as bad as I thought they were. Some of them aren't as good as I thought they were. So you get that instant feedback, and I experience it every day. But when you peel back to the, let me just hit the social media part of this. One of the things as I launch out into this new position, I'm learning terms like tweeting, being on the blogs, because I have to connect now with every family, those who support families. And what a great opportunity for me to be able to do that. And now that the department has opened up access to go to some of those sites, we think it's just going to be a tremendous opportunity to connect with families and those who support families. From a personal standpoint, I think finding people, and every leader should do this. If you aren't doing it, you need to. You need to find and seek out people, and people need to seek you out, and you need to be open to those opportunities to share and network.
General Reuben Jones, one of these days, Amy, I'm going to recommend to producer Scott that you book him for an interview on this show, because he's so dynamic. He's such a cool guy to listen to.
And I tomorrow.
Thought he would be. do you have him for tomorrow?
I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have
we'll
to
work on that.
Yeah, we'll work on that, because he was he's just one of those folks who lights up a whole room. He's like John Barry from OPM. But anyway, tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive, we'll hear one more story from a Fed at the Department of Homeland Security from this EIG conference, who literally takes the mantra of expanding horizons and broadening one's personal network to a whole new level.
And you found that this was all because of the way the technology works, and they're learning about how to make all of this work for them.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, the technology basically allows you to do what some feds and what some human beings just naturally are able to do. They're actually
mutually exclusive.
Well, I realize that. But in this case, for a lot of people, for example, they naturally network with people. They're the outgoing, effusive folks who sort of bring together everybody in a room, you know, when they go to a party or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, there are folks just like that. But now these are also the folks who are taking advantage of the new technologies to expand their networks using social networking. Like, for example, to use my own example, I use Facebook to talk to all kinds of our listeners here on Federal News Radio and get some interesting ideas for stories that we can share with our listeners. And finding people who and getting a chance to converse with people who I normally wouldn't have a chance to talk to otherwise in some of my other news reporting jobs. So it's kind of interesting what the tools allow you to do nowadays, the social networking tools, in terms of broadening your reach and also expanding out to other people who can maybe provide some insight into your news reporting.
Interesting. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis. More tomorrow, Max?
More tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jane Norris, and also on federalnewsradio.com.
Thanks, Max.
Anytime.